to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning, I'm John North, and I'm here to help you get your day started right as we take some time with God together. This week, as you head into this week, I wonder what goals you have for yourself. Maybe goals in your business, or goals for your family, or some things you want to accomplish. But have you set as your goal this week becoming more like Jesus Christ? Don't forget the most important things in life. It's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and lose sight of the big things, the things that really matter, and what is more important to you once you have become a child of God than becoming like Jesus Christ. We're looking this week at the theme of becoming like Jesus. And today I want to read just a couple of verses out of Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 28. Paul says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Well, what is His purpose? The next verse. "For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren." Whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son. Do you know that that is God's purpose for your life? That you become like Jesus Christ. God wants to restore the image of God in you from its fallen, broken state, and He's at work to do that in your life right now, even today. Sometimes we pray, "Oh Lord, make me more like Christ. Make me more like You, Lord." But do we really have any idea what conforming to His likeness would involve? One thing we know it would involve is change. We know we need to change, we need to grow, we need to deal with issues in our lives and persistent sins in our lives and habits of behavior need to change. Well, just stop it. Remember that change is not comfortable. That if you are going to become like Jesus Christ, your character needs to be remolded. Your habits need to be changed. Your desires need to become His desires. God's will, God's work in your life is to change you to be more like Christ. But change is not pleasant. Change is always uncomfortable. And the fact is that no matter how much you know you need to change, you will never change until you become dissatisfied with the way things are. Well, why don't you take a bit of time this morning to just stop and meditate and think for a little while about what needs to change in your life? What is there in your life, in your character, in your spiritual life that you are not satisfied with? And what lengths are you willing to go to see change in those areas of your life? And then bring those things that surface in your mind to God and say, "Okay, God, here are the ways I need to change, and I have the dissatisfaction that I need to come to You and say, Lord, show me what I need to do, and Lord, You do what You need to do to help me grow in these areas." I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.